Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Soarin' in Disney. We are your hosts, Kevin.
And Amy.
And I love that music. I think what I'm going to do one day is I'm going to put the Soarin' ride YouTube video up on the TV as we're recording, just so I can imagine us being on Soarin'. So, last week on the show, I was thrown for a loop and was told that we have about 800 dining reservations. But before we get into all that, I just want to point out two things. One, yes, I am wearing my Darkwing Duck t-shirt as promised. I messed up last week, but from now on, got my shirt back on. Can you verify that I'm wearing my shirt?
You're wearing it.
All right. Number two, I prepared absolutely nothing for this show because I wouldn't be surprised as to all the crazy dining reservations you have mapped out for our trip in December. I believe we're 104 days out now.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Hey, for those who don't know. And
yes, 104.
And I could be included in people that don't know or can't always remember. How many days out can you map out a dining reservation?
180 days.
You serious?
Yes.
Have you had these since then?
Yes.
You serious, Clark? Like... Why? How have you kept this for me for about 70 some odd days?
I mentioned it. You just don't always listen when I tell you things.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You bring up Disney, and I start to kind of doze off a little bit. No, I mean like our trips, because I know that they're going to be off the hook, so why even bother even throwing anything that I want to do out there, because Lord knows I'm probably wrong.
So, rude.
So is this going to be a thing where last week we discussed what days we were going to what parks. Do you want to do it in that kind of order, or do you have some kind of
We can do it in that kind of order, sure.
Okay, well, I'll give you the lead this week. You kind of tell me what you got mapped out, and I'll just give my reactions to each little thing.
Okay, well, first off, I scheduled a lot of these because we're not sure if we want to do the dining plan.
Okay.
Or not.
Sure. That's kind of important.
Better to have the reservations and then cancel them than not be able to get the reservations.
That makes sense. Okay. Of course. Yeah.
So if anyone is unfamiliar with the dining plan, there are three different versions of the dining plan. There's a quick service dining plan, which quick service is like fast food, like not table service. You're not being waited on.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, right. So your favorite Cosmic Rays, my favorite Pizza Rizzo's, those are quick service.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And so for a quick service plaid,
mm-hmm.
you get 2 quick service credits, so that's 2 meals, and 2 snack credits. Okay? And a table service credit consists of, now, they did change this, so let's read this real quick, because it's new for 2018. A quick service credit includes an entree and a drink from a quick service restaurant. This includes alcoholic drinks where they are available. Side note, desserts stopped being included last year.
You serious?
Yes. Now, these credits aren't separated into child or adult categories at all. So that means that with your kid quick service credits, you can actually get adult meals, which is what we did, right?
That is what we do. Our kids are very, or our son doesn't eat very much. So we just end up getting...
Well, we get 2 adult meals and split it between the 4 of us usually.
Yeah.
So anyway, a adult price per day for the quick service plan is $52.50.
Might sound like a lot, but if you really price it out, it is pretty...
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then for a kid ages 3 to 9, it's $21.75.
Wow, that's good.
Now, yeah. So, for the regular dining plan, which is 1 quick service credit and 1 table service credit and 2 snack credits, okay?
Okay.
A table service credit includes a drink, an entree, and a dessert from a table service restaurant, except at breakfast, which doesn't include dessert.
Okay.
And new for this year, it includes an alcoholic drink where they are available. Most table service restaurants usually require advanced dining reservations, so that's why I went ahead and got, you know, whatever. Yeah. And just so we're clear, the snack credits can be used for anything, including water, ice cream, bakery items. They have a little logo next to them on the menu that lets you know that they're available for as a snack credit.
Okay.
Sure. So the regular dining plan, that quick service, one table service, two snacks, is $75.49 for an adult and $25.75 for kids.
God, I wish I was shorter, man. That kid price is pretty good.
It is. And then, of course, there is the deluxe dining plan, which
we can't afford.
No. It's three credits that can be used either quick service or table service. They're not distinguished, one or the other. You can do three table service, three quick service, whatever, plus two snacks, and it's $116.25 for adults and $39.99 for kids.
For that kind of coin, though, why would you just go for the table service every time?
Yeah, but also, like, I feel like you would just spend your entire trip eating.
I mean, there's some good food there, though.
The other thing to know is that these credits are all loaded onto your account for however many nights you're there.
Uh-huh.
And you can use them however. It's not like you have to use X amount per day. You could use them all in one day.
Or you could save all your snack credits for the last day of your trip. And boom, you got snacks for the ride home.
Yeah. That's true.
That's how we do it. That's how we did it once. It was kind of awesome.
We didn't save them specifically.
No, we just didn't realize that we hadn't used them.
And then they do, like, so the one website that I really get a lot of my good info from is WW Prep School.
Okay.
And she has it broken down into what a good value of your credits is worth. So a quick service credit is worth about $18. And a table service credit is worth $41, and snack credits are worth about $5. So if you look at the menu and you're going to spend more than $41 at a table service
per person,
mm-hmm. then the dining plan works.
Okay.
If you're going to spend $18, you know, a meal at a quick service restaurant, which is very easy to do.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those meals are $14 or more, plus you add in the drink.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, anyway, let's break this down a little bit. I mean, they have a whole mapped out thing about the max value of one credit at each restaurant. I mean, you can easily look up all their menus. But, like, just, for example, Hollywood and Vine, which we actually have a reservation. We actually have multiple reservations for there.
Really?
Because I'm not sure which one we're going to keep.
Okay.
But let's just say the seasonal dinner, which, if you'll recall,
we ate there. It was a buffet, right?
It's a buffet, and you get to meet Santa Goofy.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Anyway, it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the, let's see, the average price for that, let's see, your average value of one credit for there is about $50. And your max value of one credit is $62. So I'm not really sure. It's a set price, so I'm not really sure where the difference in the pricing is, unless maybe the price goes up depending on when you're there.
Okay.
Like if you're closer, I don't know. But anyway, even at 50, it seems kind of worth it because, I mean, they're saying that your value for a table service credit is $41.
Uh-huh.
So if you're getting a $50 meal, then you've made it worth it.
Is it $50 because you get to meet Goofy?
I think it's 50. I think 50 is close to what it costs, whether it's the seasonal one or not.
Really?
I mean,
for a buffet?
Yes, it's a character. Because remember, there's also the,
the
characters.
You are right. They do come in to your table. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like okay. The Hollywood and Vine breakfast credit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's $35 for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So 50 for dinner doesn't seem unreasonable. Well, if it's 35 for breakfast.
It did seem unreasonable when I forgot that there was characters that came along with
it. Yes.
Because I can't eat $50. I'm a pretty big guy. I can't eat $50.
Well, a lot of these character dining, you're paying the money for the characters.
Agreed. No. And now that you say it like that, yes, I remember now. I forgot.
So let's jump into what we have reserved.
Yes, so, I'm dying to hear this because I'm sure it's going to cost me a lot of money.
You?
Us. It's going to cost us a lot of money. So.
Right. So, not knowing exactly where we're going to be, what day, you know, in the last episode we talked about, we weren't sure if we were going to go to Animal Kingdom on Sunday or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, we were kind of kicking around the idea of potentially adding an extra day.
We were?
We had talked about this originally.
On the show?
No, just you and I.
Then I totally forgot.
We were thinking, like, maybe we could add an extra day, but we hadn't decided. So what I did is I went ahead and just booked reservations just in case.
Oh, of course you did.
And but I don't think I want to add that extra day.
Okay, because if it doesn't happen on the show, I don't remember that you told me it happened.
Anyway, so for Sunday, December 2nd, we have the Hollywood and Vine Disney Junior Play and Dine Breakfast scheduled for 8:40 in the morning.
Okay, so we just discussed its merits as far as value, but you said it's Disney Junior now?
So in the morning for breakfast, it's Disney Junior.
Oh, okay.
So,
and we have Disney Junior age children.
We do. The Hollywood and Vine breakfast menu includes a children's breakfast buffet with Mickey waffles, pancakes, and potato tots. There's breakfast meats and potatoes. There's freshly baked pastries. There's an omelet station. And then, of course, there's pancakes and waffles and seasonal fresh fruit.
Those are for the kiddies.
Well, that's for everything.
Oh, okay.
So that is what is available at Hollywood and Vine for breakfast. So like I said, we have a reservation for that for Sunday, but I don't think we're actually going anywhere on Sunday. But we'll let that play out a little bit and see what happens.
Drop it. Go ahead.
But I also reserved us a Tusker House dinner for that night.
We've eaten there too, right?
We have, but we were there for lunch.
Okay. That's the one with the safari Mickey and Minnie and all them.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's see. Tusker House is also a buffet.
Wait a minute. Aren't those different parks? Isn't one of those?
Yes, because I wasn't sure where we were going to be.
Okay.
So I made a few reservations. And honestly, I think both of these are getting canceled because I don't think we're going to be in a park at all on Sunday.
You're trying to trick me, though. You're trying to play me like a fool. Whatever. The
so the buffet for Tusker House dinner looks like it's about...
Looks pretty delicious on the picture.
Yeah, it's, you know, anywhere from $35 to $60, depending on what time of day you go, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, the menu is a lot of stuff.
That was a big buffet.
It is. It's got a lot of fresh breads and pitas, fresh chutney, salmon, vegetarian offerings, fruit, brownies, strawberry cake, kids' mashed potatoes, kids' corn dog nuggets, which would probably be the only thing our kids would actually eat.
Most likely.
Hummus, roasted chicken, roasted pork, curry chicken, a bunch of other stuff, banana pudding, deli meats and cheeses, macaroni and cheese, and then, of course, the normal... You know, drinks, apple juice, orange juice, fountain drinks, milk, you know, all that stuff.
Including having your drink served with you with a paper straw.
That is also true.
That is the only thing I like about Animal Kingdom is paper straws.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So, also on Monday, the 3rd, because I wasn't sure where we were going to be what day,
yeah,
we have the exact same reservations.
Of course we do.
Like I said, we're going to drop whatever we don't use.
Sure.
So that morning, we actually have a 9 a.m. reservation for Hollywood and Vine and a 6 p.m. Tusker House reservation. So let's move on to another day, Tuesday, which is the day we're going to the Christmas party.
So this is a definitive, guaranteed in-stock kind of day.
Like, we know exactly where we're going to be this day.
Yes, okay.
And we are going to be at Magic Kingdom. So, should we talk about the reservation I have or the reservation I want?
Well, before we talk about reservations, I just want to clarify, now that the Halloween party started officially, I think a couple episodes ago, we said that there was a rumor you could start coming in at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
That's only for DVC members.
Oh, those lucky DVC members.
Disney Vacation Club members can enter at 2 o'clock, so we're still stuck
at 4.
At 4, but it's still fun to watch people be disappointed they have to leave. Okay, so we got that out of the way. Let's talk about what you got lined up for me here.
So, do you want to know about the reservation we have or the one I want?
Tell me what you got.
So we currently have a reservation for Crystal Palace.
We have not eaten there before.
We have not. Crystal Palace is a character meal.
Mm-hmm.
It is Winnie the Pooh and friends.
Okay.
We have a 5:05 reservation because, as you know, we can get into the park at 4.
Right.
But I don't really want to waste our time eating dinner. So we'll see. Let's just go over their menu real quick. They have an array of salads, breads, seasonal fish, peel and eat shrimp, assorted desserts, freshly made soup, roasted carved meats, chicken and vegetable creations. And then they offer beer and cider and wine and, of course, sodas and stuff like that.
So this is the one we have.
This is the one we have. And you get to meet, I believe, Pooh and
I'm sure Tigger, it's Pigger. Yeah.
I think maybe Eeyore. I'm not sure. We have not been to this place yet. I hear good things about it. It's highly liked. But what I want to get, and this is one of my other little tricks that I do. There's actually a website called Mouse Dining. And what you can do on Mouse Dining is put what reservation you're looking for with the date and the time. And when one becomes available, it alerts you.
Huh.
And if you jump on fast enough, you can get it.
How about that?
But if you wait, like this happened to me recently, I was at work, and I didn't see it until like 10 minutes later, and I couldn't get the reservation.
Work interfering.
It's work is always interfering with my Disney plan.
Work giveth as far as the money to go to this place, but work, yes. Work taketh away.
So the reservation I want for this day, instead of doing Crystal Palace, what I really want to do is I want to go to Chef Mickey's and do brunch, because we can do that before we go to the party. We did this the last time we went.
We did, and it was the best decision we made that entire trip.
It was so good. So Chef Mickey's is at the Contemporary.
Yep.
So it's right next to Magic Kingdom, so it's very convenient. We would just take the bus to Magic Kingdom, you know, like we're going to anyway, and then hop on the monorail or walk to the Contemporary. It's only a 5-minute walk.
Walk.
But anyway, have our brunch, which brunch runs from, I think, till 2-something.
Uh-huh.
And then, I can't get it to look. Anyway, and then go to the party.
Okay, so what's stopping us here is
there are no available reservations. So right now I have it up on Mouse Dining, and I'm hoping once it gets closer, something will open up.
Because seriously, I'd rather switch.
I would too. So brunch at Chef Mickey's consists of shrimp cocktail, salad selection, salmon, yogurt parfaits, hickory smoked bacon, breakfast potatoes, buttermilk biscuits and sausage gravy, scrambled eggs, a western scramble, chili cornbread casserole, baked salmon, chef soup of the day, seasonal vegetables, pot roast, carved pork tenderloin with apple chutney, warm Mickey waffles, and then they have the kids, they have macaroni and cheese, tater tots, pork sausage, chicken nuggets, and then they have some desserts. They have Mickey Mouse domes. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Sticky buns, assorted cookies, brownies, and blondies.
Huh.
So it's a nice variety. You have breakfast food and lunch food, hence
brunch. See, switching that over for me is good twofold. One, I didn't like that menu you just read off to me about the Crystal Palace. I mean, chicken is fine, but compared to the buffet style you have there at Chef Mickey, that sounds amazingly better. Number two.
Oh, Crystal Palace is buffet.
Okay, what's still?
Just letting you know.
Okay, two, if we eat a brunch, an expensive brunch, that increases our chances of going to Cosmic Rays for dinner.
Cosmic Rays will be turned into Club Tinsel.
Oh, garbage.
I don't even know if it'll be fully open.
They're there for you whenever you need them. They'll be serving food, trust me. I can guarantee it.
If you say so.
They're always there for you.
Okay. So that's what's going on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I have a reservation for us at Disney Springs.
Okay, this is our chill day.
Uh-huh, and I have it for the Rainforest Cafe.
Okay.
Now,
was T-Rex not available?
T-Rex was not available. So, those reservations I had for Monday,
yeah,
that we're probably not going to use because we're actually not going to be in a park, I actually have, on Mouse Dining, I have an alert set to get us a T-Rex reservation that Monday night at Hollywood, or at Disney Springs.
Oh, see, that was a surprise.
So, if I can get it, it's not available.
Sure.
But we could talk about their menu if you'd like. I know you like T-Rex, so let me get to their menu here.
You don't have to go over the menu. The menu's steak, baby.
Yeah, well, for our listeners. Oh, you know what? I think I snapped the lunch menu, but it shouldn't be that much different than the dinner menu.
Well, if you're going to T-Rex, just get the steak.
They have lots of appetizers, you know. It's like a normal restaurant. I know what we will get, probably.
Steak.
The steak.
It is delicious. It was one of the best.
It's the New York Strip.
New York Strip.
And it's $35.
Well. So is The Void at Disney Springs. Well, it's 30, but still.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to pay for the things you like, you know, and you got to pay for
it. So if you're on the dining plan, buying a $35 steak really is, that's what you need to do to make your dining plan worth it.
Yeah.
So T-Rex is good. So that's what we'll probably do that Monday, since we're probably not going to do a park. But back to... what was it? Wednesday. We do have a Rainforest Cafe reservation at 5:45.
And I don't want to disparage Rainforest. I just happen to like T-Rex better.
Right.
Rainforest is good. It's very good.
Rainforest Cafe appetizers. They have quesadillas, cheese sticks, crab dip, nachos, chicken strips. They have, you know, soups and salads. They have... Now, see, I like Rainforest Cafe because they have good shrimp that I like.
Uh-huh.
They have really good coconut shrimp. And they actually have a coconut shrimp meal.
Okay.
Or they have what I believe I got when we were there together.
In May
is a steak and shrimp combo.
Okay.
And it was a steak, shrimp scampi, coconut shrimp, and your choice of a side. And it was really, really good.
I remember seeing your face. Yeah,
it was really good.
And the kids like the Rainforest Cafe, too.
They do, yeah. And, for kids' meals, let's see. They have grilled chicken, mini burgers, chicken nuggets, grilled cheese, macaroni and cheese, hot dogs, popcorn shrimp. Shrimpkins, whatever that is, popcorn shrimp and chicken tidbits. So anyway, they have good, good food for adults and kids. So that's what we're going to do for Wednesday.
Okay.
Now, Thursday is, we will be at Hollywood Studios for sure that day.
Guaranteed.
So I did schedule us a Disney Junior breakfast.
One at the Hollywood and Vine?
The Hollywood and Vine.
So why have two of them?
Because I wasn't sure where we were going to be that one
day.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Right. Okay, my fault.
So they're going to get canceled because we're definitely not going to... I'm keeping it that way just in case our plans should change for whatever reason.
Okay.
But once it gets closer, we'll eliminate the dinners and the breakfasts that we're not using. But anyway, we have a Disney Junior breakfast scheduled that morning at 8:10. However, I've been noticing with the addition of Toy Story Land that lately they've actually been opening the park at 7.
Oh.
So, I'm thinking that we may have to not do this breakfast because if we go to rope drop Toy Story Land, it doesn't really work for us. Which is a good thing that I scheduled the mini seasonal dinner at Hollywood and Vine for 6:05.
Of course you did.
So we have that, which is the one we'll probably keep. And then to the one I'm most excited about.
Uh-huh.
Is the Bon Voyage Adventure Breakfast.
Which I believe was the catalyst on the last show for even having this conversation. Yes. About dining reservations. Mm-hmm.
So this is scheduled for our last day. And that would be Friday. It's at 10:05.
Uh-huh.
And this place is located on Disney's Boardwalk.
Right, we've never been right. There.
It's a restaurant called, I don't know, it's totally like...
Oh, you want to read it for you?
Yeah, what's that say?
It says, Trattoria al Forno.
There you go.
Ha!
But, for breakfast, it's just a regular breakfast place, right?
Okay.
So, it has they offer you a variety of pastries that I think they bring to your table.
Oh.
You get to choose one starter, which is either a fruit salad or berry yogurt and granola parfait.
Okay.
You're going to probably say no to both.
I'll pass.
Then you get to choose one of these entrees.
Uh-huh.
Okay. King Triton's Shipwreck of All for Fernano, which is calzone with scrambled eggs, bell peppers, a bunch of other stuff.
I'll pass.
Tangled Eggs, which has mozzarella, tomato basil eggs, gravy, breakfast potatoes.
That doesn't sound that bad. What's that tomato thing?
Tomato basil eggs.
What is that?
It's just eggs with, like, tomato basil flavoring, I guess, or whatever.
Okay.
Or they have two eggs poached underwater. I don't believe either of us likes poached eggs.
You were correct.
They have a frittata.
Nelly frittata?
No. But it has peppers and scallions and all that stuff, so you're not really going to love that. They have a royal breakfast, which is a oak grilled steak.
Oh, there we go. I was wondering why we were coming to this place.
Cheesy egg tort and something else with breakfast potatoes and crispy onions. I think they had you at steak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have an egg white omelet with smoked salmon.
Pass.
Goat cheese. Pass. Mushrooms, blah, blah, blah. Or they have a tower of pancakes, fluffy buttermilk pancakes, seasonal fruit with bacon or sausage.
Okay, now we have to backtrack a second. Are the steaks and the pancakes two different menu items, or is this a buffet too?
No, they're two different menu items.
Oh, so I gotta choose?
Yes. But I'm kind of under the impression that you get seconds.
Oh.
Like, you get to choose something to have seconds. I'm not really sure. I'm going to need to do a little more investigation into that.
So this is the Bon Voyage.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's a kids menu. They can have Flounder's Flapjacks.
Come here, Olivia. Our daughter's here kind of hovering around.
So this is the kids menu for the Bon Voyage breakfast. And the best part of the Bon Voyage breakfast, of course, is that you get to meet Rapunzel with Flynn Rider.
My man.
And Ariel and Eric.
And, of course, Gaston.
No, Gaston's not there.
Is Dr. Dragon?
So, Olivia...
I imagined him.
Olivia, there's four choices for breakfast at this this place. There's the Little Royal Breakfast, which is steak, scrambled eggs, fresh fruit, served with your choice of low-fat milk or water. Or there's the Little Swimmer's Delight, which is an egg white omelet with spinach and tomatoes. I know for sure you're not choosing that. Or they have Flounder's Flapjacks. Flapjacks are pancakes. And it comes with bacon or sausage and fresh fruit. Or character waffles with bacon and sausage and fresh fruit.
So both children have now joined us. Say hello, kids. Yes,
Camden joined us.
Hi.
Okay, so mommy just read the menu.
What do you think you would get?
I know.
What?
Pancakes and milk.
Pancakes and milk.
What a shock. How about you, Olivia?
The first one
The one with the steak?
Yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
A girl. And water.
A girl after
you know, this is breakfast.
Do which one I want.
Steak for breakfast sounds amazing, right?
Which one I want.
What?
The character
one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which one's
the you mean the character waffles?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably Mickey waffles.
I want all waffles.
Just a separate...
You love all waffles?
Separate question. Given the popularity of The Incredibles, how long until this thing is called the Bomb Voyage? Because that is one of the best named villains.
Funny.
Yeah, the best villain is Darth Vader.
High five, baby.
That is technically a Disney character. And no, it would be Dr. Dragon. Okay? Thank you, guys. You guys can now go. Thank you. Say goodbye to the people.
Bye.
Good night, children.
You know why we came down here? We both need to go bathroom.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thanks for letting the listeners know that you needed to use the bathroom.
Okay, so that's Friday morning.
Yeah, and then we leave.
That's a bummer way to end this.
What, with a character meal?
No, just then we leave. At least say we're going to go eat at the Chili's at the airport or something.
That was a Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, Ruby Tuesday. Yeah, it's the same thing. I just remember they had phone chargers along the...
Yes, they did.
Along the rail there. Okay, so it's not as many dinner reservations as I was afraid of, but it's definitely more than I knew about.
Right. So the other thing, too, is that, you know, there's a couple places that I want to try quick service.
Like Cosmic Grace?
No, like, well, we have the Landscape of Flavors at our hotel. That's probably where we'll eat a good bit of our meals, right? Because...
Is that what it's called?
The Landscape of Flavors. That's the food court at...
I just assumed it was called the food court.
No, it's called Landscape of Flavors.
Of course it has a name.
Of course it does. They all do.
Yep.
And the... If I remember correctly, the store, the gift shop, is called the Artist Point.
Why do you know that?
Because I know lots of stuff.
Oh, my God.
So, let's see. Quick services that I want to try.
Sure.
We're definitely going to eat at Pecos Bill's, maybe.
Casa Grace.
You know, we're only going to be in the Magic Kingdom once.
Whatever.
Okay, so we'll flip a coin.
No, Pecos Bill's. You gotta at least let me walk in there for something.
I didn't say you couldn't go in. We're gonna go to Club Tinsel.
Oh.
Anyway, I want to try the Saltuli Canteen.
Now, where is that?
That is in Pandora.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
I've heard a lot of good stuff about this place.
I haven't.
Because you... I don't even know how to answer that.
Okay, so like Pandora is like the size of a football field, really. So where is this place?
It's near Flight of Passage, probably.
That's what I'm saying. I've been there and I can't even pick... Oh, no, you know what? I do know where it's at.
Where is it?
Next to the gift shop. Because it's the size of a football field. It's a tiny little...
It's not a big area.
No.
But here, I'm just pulling up the menu real quick for the Saltuli Canteen. And they have something I thought sounded very interesting. Cheeseburger pods.
I'm listening.
They're in bayo buns.
I'm out. Because I don't know what a bayo bun is.
Ooh, we're going to look it up. We're going to look up. But basically, it's a steamed cheeseburger pod stuffed with ground beef, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and cheddar cheese. Served with crunchy vegetable slaw and vegetable chips. But you know you can get pretty much anything at Disney, like, change. You just tell them that you don't eat mustard or pickles.
I tell them I'm allergic to pickles.
There you go.
Because I'm not that that.
But cheeseburger pods sound really interesting.
Interesting is another way of saying I don't know what the heck it is.
Well, that's also true. And they also have this cool shrimp and noodle bowl that has shrimp, lo mein noodles. Anyway.
Cheeseburger pod. I'm literally Googling this as we talk.
Oh, because you want to see what it looks like?
I'm afraid.
They have a kid version, too.
Cheeseburger pods. Disney. All right, let's see what this thing here is.
They also sell cheese quesadillas.
You might not want to eat this anymore. Why? Because it looks like that little bayo thing.
Exactly! I said it was in bayo, Bren.
Okay, so you tricked me. I don't know why, but I just feel like I've been bamboozled.
You feel like you've been tricked. Yes, it's like the little guy from the short before Incredibles.
I can't eat that.
Why? Because you're envisioning a little person?
Yeah, because he's going to grow up to go to college and stuff like that movie.
Oh, my God.
You know how adorable that was?
It was. But look, they have cheese quesadillas. You could eat that.
And I guarantee you these are already prepared and the pickles are already in them.
Well, you can...
Just to smite me because they know I hate Pandora.
No, I'm sure that you can get it without.
Okay, well, this is... We don't have a reservation for this, right?
No, it's quick service.
Quick service, but...
And also, I want to try mobile ordering.
Here's a picture of one kind of open.
See, that looks good. Doesn't it?
No. Okay. So, you want to try the mobile ordering. Did you know there was a hidden menu at Cosmic Rays?
Yes, they don't have a hidden menu.
Yeah. Well, it's one item, though.
But did you see what it is?
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it. I just wanted to point it. I just wanted to mention Cosmic Rays one more time. Mm-hmm. So.
There's also Pizza Rizzo. Pizza Rizzo's. That's, we're definitely going to have to eat there. You know, there's so many places to eat.
There are, along with getting your pretzel on, getting your popcorn on.
Your Dole Whip on. Get your Dole Whip.
Well, you know what? It's honestly a good thing that you cooked a big dinner tonight. Because had you cooked a terrible dinner and we brought up all these restaurants and stuff, I'd be starving.
Mm. Well, I'm glad I could be of assistance.
All right, well, before we... Are we done with this topic?
I guess so, unless you wanted real quick to look at the landscape of flavors menu.
No, I remember.
You remember. I just can't remember if they changed it at all.
I ate there a lot the last time we were there. Well, I just kind of wanted to touch on that the Halloween party started already.
Yes, it did.
In August. That brings a warmth to my black heart because we're... Very Halloween-y type people.
To me, that means fall has begun.
Okay, I'm wearing my Dark Wing shirt, but you're definitely wearing a Jack Skellington shirt.
That's right.
It's cool when you're at Disney. It's not necessarily the coolest on an August day in Maryland.
Hey, when I got dressed this morning, I said, the Halloween party already started. Does that mean I can start wearing my Halloween shirts?
I believe I said no.
And then I did it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, at least I didn't wear my actual, like, Disney Halloween shirts, like, from the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Because I have the Sanderson sister shirt.
Right. But anyway, so I was reading, and I think we talked about it a little bit, but I just want you to talk about it some more. They have a live pirate now for the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
Yeah. Apparently they do, and you're, I guess, trying to spot him during the ride.
Oh, so he's like...
He's like lurking around.
What, did they just like rip off what... what's his nose? I can't think of his name. The Johnny Depp.
When, no, he always just like chills in that actual seat at the end.
Oh, he's not hiding around too? Okay.
I don't think so. I think he actually, they take... what's his face out of there and he sits there.
Okay.
I think.
So
before he walks around.
But there's an actual live pirate running around the ride.
Yep. I believe that to be true. Also you can meet, I thought this was cool. You can meet Elvis Stitch.
That is cool. I don't care much for that movie, but I like it.
Yeah, Olivia's really into Stitch lately.
I like Elvis though, so.
And I just ordered a Stitch band for my my Fitbit.
Oh. Cool. Mm-hmm. Just spending more money.
It was on sale.
Disney store?
Box Lunch.
Box Lunch. We do shop there quite a bit. Anything else that you've noticed about the Halloween party?
That I'm sad I'm not there?
I'm sad I'm not there, and I noticed that my cousin Joshua and his wife Sarah and their family are there.
I don't think they're going to the Halloween party, though.
No. So yesterday they were at Magic Kingdom. Today they were at Epcot.
Are they doing anything else?
Tomorrow they're going to chill. And then I think he said the day after that, at least it'll be Tuesday, they're going to Hollywood Studios. He thinks. I've tried to talk to him. He's so unorganized. He has no idea what's going on. But guess what, folks? If he comes home in time, he'll be a guest on our next episode. I'm going to talk to him about his trip. I already cleared it with him.
Oh, you did ask him?
Yeah. He was more than willing to come on and share. I think it's his first time.
I believe so. They were all wearing first time buttons.
If it's not his first time, it's the first time for the kids. I can't remember if like he and his wife had gone down before.
I don't know. I know it was definitely their children's first time.
Yeah, and that's always exciting. So
yeah,
that'll be next week's show.
I do know hopefully. He was complaining yesterday that it was crowded, and I looked at wait times, and I was like, stop being a punk.
That was the funniest.
Like, the wait times aren't that long.
Right, that was the funniest thing. Is when we realized via Facebook where he was, you immediately got on your Park Disney.
My
Park, whatever it is. Yeah. And we're like fantasy booking what he should be doing and not doing. And when I texted him, hey man, just let you know that the wait rides. Wait times are not that long. I kind of spooked him a little bit. I'm like, you know, 80 minutes for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train actually isn't that bad.
Yeah, no.
And when I text him
it's way worse than that.
When I text him that, he goes, that's actually where we're at right now, and it is over an hour. And he was dumbfounded as to how we knew that. Hey, that's why we do the pod, so we can help people plan their trip. And even my own cousin can't call me and say, hey, man, what he got for me. So I'm going to make fun of that guy. So hopefully he's back in time to record this next week. And if not, we'll come up with something else related to our trip.
Oh, we have lots of things to talk about.
Oh, I know. I've seen your binders.
We're getting close. Where you said, what, 104 days out?
Yep.
Which means our 60 days is approaching.
Are you bad at math? That's still like... it's like over 40 days away.
Yeah, so we have a little over a month to figure out exactly what we want to do each day.
Because we got to map out every minute.
Not every minute, but you need to have a basis and a plan so you know what FastPass is to book.
Well, I can tell you what FastPass we're not going to book right now.
What?
The Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
Why?
That was awful. And
Olivia wants to write that.
We went over that on our... other episode.
Well, no one's saying you have to ride it. You and Kenan can go get a Mickey pretzel and a frozen lemonade while Olivia and I ride.
On that note, it was mentioned to me or brought up to me. If you listen to this, you know where to find us. So just go ahead.
I wonder who mentioned that to you.
It may have been you. So you can subscribe, you know, on iTunes. Leave us a comment. For, you know, for boring, for entertaining, whatever it is, we could take it.
You can take it.
Well, I think you could. Can you delete it?
I think so.
Okay, so only leave 5 stars then. No, just, you know, just leave us a comment. Let us know what you think of the show. Email us at SorenDiz@yahoo.com and follow us on Instagram at SorenDiz. I've picked up some new followers, so I appreciate that. And we'll talk to you guys next week. So thank you.
Goodbye.